Hi, this is David back with Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. What would you do if you got the chance to interview a leader in a field that you're passionate about? Someone that has revolutionized a product that led to millions of sales and hundreds of competitors. How would you prepare to meet this person, knowing that their product is sitting in your fridge? Earlier this year, I saw an article in the weekly newsletter from UCSE, which talked about an alumni funding a summer fellowship for literature grad students. The article had a picture of Steve Wagner, alumnus of UCSE and co-founder of Stone Brewing. As a self-described beer nerd myself, I was shocked to learn that Steve went to UCSE, also during the same period as my dad, and that someone who co-founded one of the most influential craft beer companies was suddenly much closer to my sphere than I realized. For context, beer is the oldest type of alcoholic beverage, with records of beer production dating back to ancient Egypt. It is the third most popular beverage, followed by water and tea. In basic terms, beer is a fermented beverage that uses barley, wheat, water, sugar, and yeast. Beer types can vary by ingredients, temperature, fermentation period, and an endless amount of added ingredients from fruit to marshmallows to aging it in bourbon barrels, or as crazy as making beer smoothies, as the widely popular local brewery Humblesea likes to do. Stone Brewing, founded in 1996, was the ninth largest craft brewery in 2020 and the biggest in Southern California. Steve and his partner founded Stone when the microbrewery economy was in bad shape.
Yes, it was, because we started it at a particularly bad time, because it was kind of the first shakeout in craft beer, you know, where a lot of people had jumped into it, I think, to make a quick buck. You know, this was the mid-90s, and a lot of people were making a lot of bad beer, frankly, but, you know, and not consistent beer, and consumers were a little bit wary of craft beer, you know, because they weren't sure what they were going to get. And the retailers and, you know, bar and restaurant owners in particular were kind of fed up with the, you know, just the inability to deliver the beer when they needed it, or the varied quality of the beer when they did get it. And, you know, understandable. And so that's kind of when we started. So we had a lot of those sort of objections to overcome, which made it even more challenging to get going.
But one beer in particular that is still popular today expanded the business all over the U.S. and beyond.
What changed our business plan is when we came out with the beer Arrogant Bastard Ale. And that kind of changed everything, because then as the notoriety of that got out, people in other states wanted our beer as well. And so that kind of changed our business plan. And then we grew, you know, relatively quickly nationally after that.
You might have heard of it, or you might recognize the black and white label for Arrogant Bastard Ale. The iconic devil-like creature with wings and horns has become a key aesthetic to Stone's identity. Even more so, the label begins with, "This is an aggressive beer. You probably won't like it." But while Steve has been hard at work making great beer, he has also invested time and money in supporting students at UCSE.
Some of my friends that I went to UC Santa Cruz with were doing some things like that, and they were talking to me about it and introduced me to some of the folks in advancement there. And I was inspired by what they were doing and wanted to see if there was some small way I could help, and got connected with the humanities and, you know, specifically literature, because that was my area of interest. And, you know, there's some really great ways to help some of the students and grad students to be able to continue their work through the summers and things like that, and provide funding for that. And it's pretty impactful. And, you know, I just love the idea of people pursuing those sort of passions, you know, some of which are obscure and just very specialized and just really cool. And I love the idea, and my wife does too. My wife, Laura, loves the idea of supporting people that are doing that kind of work and have that kind of passion.
Steve's passion for supporting students comes from his own time as a lit major in the 1970s.
Well, I mean, the thing that still stands out the most is just what a beautiful place it is, right? I mean, just the forests and the greenery and the views of Monterey Bay and the redwoods and, you know, just everything. And the way, I still think, even though the campus has grown so much, the way they've integrated it into the landscape is really beautiful and really well done. You know, it's interesting. I entered as an English literature student, but I think because they had too many of those majors at Cowell, which I think at that time was more of the college for that, I ended up at Crown as my college with a lot of math and science majors. But at that time too, in the UC system, you had to, if you were majoring in English literature, you had to minor in a foreign language literature. And the German, I had studied German through high school, and so the German program was based at Crown. So maybe that's how I ended up there. I never found out for sure.
Stone Brewing and UCSC have also teamed up for the current Deep Read through the Humanities Institute. The Deep Read is more like an exciting book club, one that encourages students, alumni, and the community to come together to discuss and analyze new, important literature. For this year, readers get to enjoy the book Under a White Sky, a national bestseller by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Elizabeth Colbert. Her book explores the environmental challenges we face through in-depth climate journalism from around the world. The Stone Brewing location at Liberty Station in San Diego will be hosting a salon for the Deep Read with an in-depth conversation about the book. More details on this are forthcoming. Other events will be hosted for this event as well, culminating with a conversation with the author, as well as New York Times columnist and podcaster Ezra Klein at the UCSC Quarry Amphitheater on May 21st. You can find more information on the Deep Read on THI's website through UCSC. Talking with a co-founder of Stone and a former literature major reminded me of some of the unexpected twists in life that led me here to graduate school. In college, it feels like each decision we make is critical to our future, and that one wrong move can change our lives for the worse. But unexpected detours lead to surprising opportunities that we should feel encouraged to pursue until we know where they lead. I know that the next time I walk through a supermarket and see a Stone beer, I won't see it the same way, but I might just enjoy it a little more. A special thank you again to Steve for sitting down with me. This has been David with Slugcast. Take care.